Hi guys, what's up? Today I'm here with Mr. Emin as the kind of, we can say, friend in our team to run the podcast with respect to the importance of the business in the United States of America. As far as you know, I'm Alvin Kalagi, and I'm here as the co-host of the Shambe Magazine Radio Podcast to come up with some of the ideas and notions to be successful and prosperous in the terms of the business and entrepreneurial conceptualization. So today our subject, as far as we said before, is about the JCPenney, one of the largest, department stores in the universe, especially in the United States of America, especially for the people who are classified in the status, in the society status of the middle class. What's your idea, and what was the major reason that the JCPenney faced a lot of challenges, especially the bankruptcy?
Well, I'm glad to be here, first and foremost.
Thank you.
And to start off, well, JCPenney's biggest mistake, in my opinion at least, was the consecutive changes in the CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, the CEOs were not comfortable with understanding the business maneuvers needed to make JCPenney a household name like it was during its early days in the 1900s.
Well, you said actually about the business maneuvers. What do you mean by actually that expressive mindset that you said that about the business maneuvers?
Well, exactly. To be exact and to be detailed, I think what I mean when I say business maneuvers is that they didn't know how to appeal to the consumers and how to rise the ladder and what strategies to use in these forms, especially the department store business.
Yes, exactly.
We can see that other companies that were competitors, such as Amazon and Walmart,
those kind of juggernauts.
Exactly. Take complete and full potential of e-commerce websites.
Exactly.
To the maximum extent and use it to get more glory and fame. However, JCPenney, on the other hand, exactly, could not use it at all.
So you want to say that they were really failed, to come up with the disruptive technology, actually, the e-commerce, or no?
Well, that was, in my opinion,
based on the documents, actually, we have already gathered.
Also, on top of the articles, which was one of the major reasons why they failed, was that they couldn't compete in the e-commerce version.
Oh, okay.
Well, the e-commerce website failure is a rather new subject.
Oh, yeah.
However,
in 1994 actually was the time that they welcomed the e-commerce system.
Exactly. And since 1994, the website for JCPenney has never been that well to have so many customers have a feeling of comfortability and shop from JCPenney. But as I said, this is the latest reason. There were many other reasons behind JCPenney's failure.
And including actually coronavirus, or no, coronavirus was just actually the the last kick of that, bankruptcy.
Exactly.
Coronavirus, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that, exactly. And coronavirus, in my opinion, and the articles that we have read, gave it the last little push for them to go into bankruptcy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because as we know, many businesses were in danger during coronavirus.
Yes, exactly, like the competitors, for example, Kohl's and the Macy's.
Exactly. I think we can say that the only company that was safe in coronavirus was Amazon because of their deliveries.
Yeah.
But any other company that didn't use these strategies, such as the online deliveries, was in danger. And JCPenney was one of them. And on top of that, JCPenney was already in danger. And coronavirus gave it the little push that it needed.
As far as I understood, even actually you told me at the beginning of this discussion, many people, especially the professional experts, accentuated the importance of the CEO's failures to manage the company, especially Mr. Johnson.
Exactly.
And many people said that Mr. Johnson was the major culprit of the bankruptcy of the big and massive department store in the United States of America, actually JCPenney. What's wrong with Mr. Johnson? And you got a lot of articles with respect to his fallacious information.
Exactly.
I think it took many wrong strategies just imagine, so because I was really prosperous and well sophisticated in an Apple company, I can be exactly in the JC Penney company. Yeah. But they were not the same.
Yeah, that was not the case. Well, there was many things that Mr. Johnson changed.
Wow.
When he got dramatically into the business. Yes, exactly. The dramatical changes that happened to JCPenney when he took leadership
exactly.
of the CEO position, where he changed the logo.
Wow.
He changed the price.
It was really actually kind of, we can say that, significant for the customers to go through the logo. Logo was really important at that time, or no? Why many experts said like that? Exactly like your idea.
The logo was the main problem.
Itself alone.
Yeah, exactly. The other changes that he made to JCPenney were worse than the logo.
Oh.
The logo was just the beginning.
Oh, exactly.
But
he made a lot of mistakes, man.
A lot of them. He changed the logo. He raised the prices and changed the prices, we can say.
And raised the prices either?
It was said that he changed the prices in general.
Oh, okay. So okay.
I don't think
it's not more affordable actually for the middle class people.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
original actually, you know, the target of establishing this department store was satiating the needs of the people who are classified in the United States of America community middle class people.
Exactly.
Wow, really?
Yes, and he brought in exclusive deals with brands. For example, JCPenney could no longer work with all the brands all across the world.
Really?
And
they limited, okay.
Yeah, he limited the brands that JCPenney could use. And the worst of them all, he eliminated coupons.
Oh, and discounts.
Exactly. And coupons and discounts were a big part of every department
store. The gargantuan, we can say, metamorphosis of this system.
Exactly. Even to this day, there are many department stores such as Macy's, Walmart that still to this day use discount codes.
Yes.
And
without that, it's gotta be hard to imagine the success for the department stores to sustain their food traffics.
Of course.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Even in Iran,
said,
we got that example, the Snap, huh? Snap
exactly.
most of the time uses this one.
Exactly.
Is it really successful to use the coupons?
I think it is, because it somehow motivates the customers.
Yeah, psychologically.
Exactly. As you said before, when we were going
the
articles.
Yes.
It has a psychological effect on
persuasion.
The customers. Persuasion, exactly. The customers think that as much as they can buy and get a coupon in return, then it's a win-win situation for them.
Exactly.
They think, I get the product
so
that
this
I
is
need.
Like a cooperation. I'm lucky the, for example, shareholder. So I can actually divide that segments into some parts that I can use it later.
Exactly.
But as soon as you, as you said, Mr. Johnson decided to eradicate totally the discounts and unfortunately coupons, so there is no way for the revitalization of the system.
Yeah, and
you lost all of the chances to say, hey, come back to my system. Hey, customers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, understandable. And they lost the motivation to actually spend their money.
How is it going to be possible that much? You're arrogant and selfish to say that I don't want to work with you. It is not, I want to be honest with you. It's not just coming from the philosophy of the Tim Cook's management system to work on the luxurious people, because Apple is that like this? Yeah?
Yes, exactly. I think so. And we know that Ron Johnson used to work at Apple before,
and
he
was so
prosperous. Yes, and he made a lot of efforts in Apple.
Exactly.
Which were granted with positive results.
Yes, exactly.
However, when he came to JCPenney, his position changed.
Wow.
He went from being a underling, we can say,
exactly.
in the CEO office to the CEO itself.
Wow.
And he decided to change the rules of JCPenney and the methods they used
exactly
to the Apple one. Because
is it really gonna be actually possible?
Yeah, it's not gonna be possible, and it doesn't make sense since Apple is an electronics company.
Wow,
it sells
excellent.
computers, phones, headphones, and all of those
looks kinds. Luxurious.
Exactly. But when we compare it to JCPenney,
come on, clothes, shoes.
Clothes, shoes, makeup, materials,
appliances.
Sephora, which was one of the major
Sephora.
Ones.
Sephora is one of those kind of sad stories that we laugh, but unfortunately, it was the miserable story in the line because Sephora was the French beauty market.
Yes.
Unfortunately, after 2006, it was close to the peak that JCPenney, okay, reached. Okay.
Yes.
How was that?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, in 2006, they reached a peak of $20 billion
revenue.
What
the hell it is that this department store lost everything and Johnson exacerbated the situation and $4 billion revenue loss was the result of his wrong and arrogant strategies of the management.
Yeah, and Sephora, unfortunately, was caught up in these situations.
2017 was the last effort to stay in that business.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the business of Sephora in JCPenney started in 2006 when they made a deal together and 75% of JCPenney stores actually had a Sephora store in them.
Exactly.
Though it wasn't the biggest and most fashionable store, it still had it. And Sephora was a well-known company as well. However,
yeah, itself.
Yeah, itself alone was a major company. However, with the addition of JCPenney,
exactly.
It even lost more fans. Some fans would rather go to another department store
Ulta.
And buy Ulta products, which was a competitor for Sephora.
What is your reason that you can say that, okay, Sephora got into trouble as soon as they started to make the rational and powerful contract with the JCPenney? Because JCPenney was trying to increase or elevate the foot traffic.
Yes,
on
exactly.
The flip side, at the same time, synchronously, Sephora once wanted to, because it's talking about actually the past time,
yes.
And nowadays we don't have any contract between Sephora and JCPenney. Unfortunate or fortunate, no matter right now. But the truth of the matter is that if I want actually back to the track of this subject, I want to tell you that Sephora wanted to do what? This is my really curiosity that I couldn't find anything.
Well, I think Sephora just wanted to expand like
okay.
Any other company would. Well, Sephora saw an opportunity and said, I'm going to take that opportunity.
Exactly.
Whether it turns out
good
or bad.
JCPenney.
Exactly.
At the time,
JCPenney made $20 billion in revenue.
Wow.
Was a major name for itself alone.
Especially in the United States of America.
Exactly. And Sephora decided to partner with them.
Exactly.
To show off their own products and to advertise
exactly.
The brand Sephora alone. And Sephora is not just their own products. They have multi-products on top of their own. So they have a product line for themselves
exactly.
And other forms of products and from other brands.
Exactly.
So Sephora was a major company that decided to merge with another major company. However, a failure was the result.
Was the consequence.
Yeah. And
would you do that if you were the CEO of the Sephora?
Well, of course I would, because
so,
now
so what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the result? So even if we both privately discuss about it and reach to that conclusion, maybe Sephora left the responsibility for the JCPenney, but JCPenney didn't have any rationalization first. Conceptualizations to run the system as well as Sephora did.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was one of our guesses, however.
And again, Johnson made that mistake.
Well,
Apple, JCPenney.
JCPenney. Exactly.
Wow.
Well, I think the major mistake that happened here was that, as you said, JCPenney did not know how to manage a beauty product store. And Sephora let JCPenney take complete control of their management, which obviously led to a failure. However, to this day, reading over the articles of how both companies took major losses from this merger, it's still confusing to me.
Yeah. I like actually to maybe in the future, make the podcast just because of that failure between Sephora and JCPenney. And I think it's a great lesson for the people who are really interested to run and establish their company, especially in Iran. as the founder.
Yeah, because when you think about it, it is a very logical move to merge with a major company that just ended up making $20 billion in revenue. But nobody could see it coming that such a dramatic failure would be the result.
Exactly. And we shouldn't forget that most of the time, the vast majority of people believe that in an economy and the financial situations, that JCPenney was that much powerful and strong to survive itself throughout the chaotic and tumultuous conditions and circumstances, such as the Great Depression, World War, and more importantly, even actually in the financial crisis in 2008.
Exactly.
It went somehow you gotta be so perplexed and confused. How is it gonna be possible? The survivor of those tumultuous situations now is tussling with bankruptcy, chapter 11.
And to think about it, and this is what I just now realized, JCPenney survived through the Great Depression and World War. However, COVID-19 was the one that set it aside completely from the business.
Wow, man.
So it's really interesting how COVID-19, which we can say only took about 2 years.
Yes, exactly.
Even though the 2 years felt like millions.
Wow, exactly. For anybody around.
Anybody around the globe.
Yeah.
But they went through 8 years of World War. And they still didn't become
bankrupt. Do you know why? Because the major founder of this company, Mr. Penny, was exclusively trying to convince middle-class people who were really interested, to capture their necessities in the least amount of costs and expenses.
Yeah, we can say definitely that the CEO were the mistake and the problem.
Decisions.
Oh, yes, of course. They're decisions, of course.
They made a lot of mistakes to make the decisions, bro.
Their strategies were just
and
futile.
They selected another woman, Salto.
Yes, Salto, which is the latest, actually, CEO. Which
and she didn't do anything,
yeah,
I think.
Apparently, in the article that I was reading,
everybody was really fascinated.
It was given a little hope.
Yeah, thank you.
But nothing happened, apparently, right now.
On the paper, nothing.
Yeah. I mean, she came up with the representation of hope.
Thank you.
That I will bring JCPenney back to his glory days.
Yeah.
However, it ended up being futile once again, and nothing came out of it.
And do you think there is any hope for JCPenney to revitalize and come back to the market?
I don't think so, dude.
Why we have a lot of pessimism, in the atmosphere of the market with respect to the survival of JCPenney? What's going on here? What's wrong with JCPenney philosophy right now?
Well, until JCPenney brings on a entirely different set of crew workers and shareholders, because until now, shareholders have been deciding the CEOs and they have been making the worst decisions. Oldman, Ron Johnson.
But Oldman was kind of better than the rest.
Oh, definitely. Oldman was the one that actually
except
achieved
the major
2006
founder, Mr.
Exactly.
Penny himself.
Exactly. Mr. Oldman was rather good, as much as we make fun of how bad it was during his time. He was rather a good CEO.
Yes. Well-sophisticated guy.
Exactly.
Even after Johnson, they decided to pull him back
to the company.
I think the situation was that much, disastrous that even he couldn't find any solutions.
Well, apparently so, because it was JCPenney was too in deep.
Wow.
They couldn't make any form of comeback anymore. However, who knows? Miracles happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes, maybe
we are the miracles of the miracles or something else.
Exactly.
Which one is that?
I think if we think about it, in my opinion,
in the business,
if we take a look at the history of JCPenney, unfortunately, it's the last years, it's been nothing but failures.
Wow.
And
so you want to say goodbye to the title of the JCPenney?
I want to say goodbye, but at the same time, I'm saying there's 1% hope that a miracle CEO such as Steve Jobs, someone that genius,
Tim Cook,
someone that genius
Bill
comes
Gates
around,
and Elon Musk,
Exactly. If Elon Musk buys out JCPenney, then...
I don't know exactly. Maybe Elon Musk say. Will buy it at Egel. We'll sell it just $1.
That is a point as well, but...
It's like a Dogecoin. Really, you know that? I'm so angry at you, Mr. Elon Musk, because of you, I bought some Shiri actually Dogecoins, and they are keep moving down, man. No, Kitty, you're really my hero.
But...
Although you're... Okay, really, I don't want to say that word.
CEO is the major key point.
What lesson you learned from the, you know, anyway, guys, this podcast is just the introductory, okay, descriptions of the JCPenney. We will continue with JCPenney because JCPenney has a lot of lessons, okay, great lessons to acquire in the business journey. So don't worry about the recent investigations punctiliously that we will go for. So this is the last part of this episode. What lessons you learned from everything that we have already done?
Well,
really from the JCPenney store.
From the JCPenney story, I would say don't always try to change everything. Change is not always the answer. As we saw, Ron Johnson thought that if he would change everything that JCPenney was about, then fame would come back to JCPenney and he would return to the glory days.
Even actually in this small community, in your school, something that happened, yeah?
Same thing.
And something that is going to be bankrupt.
Bankrupt, yes. So I would say that change is not always the correct answer. Maybe sometimes we just
need
to take a step back.
The toxic actually atmosphere, exactly. The poisonous CEOs or something like that. But yes, I agree. I agree with Emin's notion about this matter. God bless you. Thank you so much, Emin,
for
this great podcast together. And I hope you guys like it. For the next episode, be ready for it. God bless you. I'm Alvin Kalagi again, and this is Emin Artonians. And we will talk more, and we will see Emin more and more in this journey. You are in the Shambe Radio? No, Radio Magazine. Podcast Associations. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.